Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Williams Project podcast. I'm your host, Matthew Horncastle, and today we're going to be discussing self-education. Now, for the long-time podcast listeners, slash the people that follow me, you'll know that I left school when I was 16. So my formal education by most standards is poor, but I'm a relatively educated, well-informed member of society. And that is because I saw that as a weakness in my life. I went from school to a trade and I did a building apprenticeship, but I have a very, very educated mother, and that side of my family is very educated, my mother's side of the family. And I saw my education as a weakness, and I didn't like feeling dumb or uninformed. So throughout my life, I've made a commitment to educating myself, and that has mostly been in the form of audiobooks, but also I do podcasts, documentaries, I ask people questions. I'm continuously learning. But I'll structure my university of myself, my Matthew Horncastle University. I try and educate myself 1 hour a day. So on an average week, I'll finish an average audiobook, and an average audiobook 7 or 8 hours. So I do about an hour of self-development every day. And one thing I've noticed is I've become a very, very well-informed person. Like, I was at a dinner last night and we were discussing China foreign policy. We were discussing multiple opinions on sort of philosophy and different philosophers, and it was amazing how much I could pull from my memory and how well informed I was on a very, very large variety of topics. And it got me thinking, it's just so important to educate yourself. And I was watching a Alex Hormozi video, who is amazing, by the way. If you don't follow Alex, he's probably one of the great minds of our generation. Absolutely unbelievable guy. And he was talking about the difference between people playing a finite game versus an infinite game. And the example he used was the Vietnam War. And he said the Americans went in there to win, and the Vietnamese were there to stay alive and fight every day. And he said when you are someone playing a finite game, it's very, very difficult to beat someone playing the infinite game. And it got me thinking, and I thought, well, in life, I should only really have and do behaviors that are infinite. And then it got me thinking about education, and education is something I love, and I'm going to sort of recommit to educating myself every day and making sure I spend time developing my mind and my knowledge and learning about a wide range of topics. And I believe that that's going to give me a happy and fulfilling life. And also, I can see it being financially lucrative, because if you have a well-rounded understanding, you're better equipped to handle the challenges life throws at you. So re-emphasizing that commitment to my education, I'm currently sitting in a beautiful suite in the Park Hyatt in Auckland. I've had a great weekend of selling houses. I've met with heaps of customers and done business, which is really cool. Williams Corporation's cranking. I'm really proud of how the team's going. And that's another thing. Like, I really enjoy my work, and that's part of my infinite game. I love going to work. It's a Sunday and I've been working most of the day, and I absolutely loved it. And that's something that I can see myself doing for my whole life. I can't ever imagine retiring. Work's just such an important part of my life and something that I just like to wake up and do almost every day. I can hardly remember any days since I left school that I haven't worked and haven't loved it. Short of maybe the odd, say, family Christmas or something. But even when I'm on holiday, I'll still do some work things because I love it. And then probably the next part of the infinite game is exercise. And that's somewhere where I haven't been strong. And that's something that I would like to create as part of myself and part of my personality. Someone who exercises every day and someone who truly loves exercise. I woke up and trained this morning and I feel good. I've got that nice shoulder sore, and I'm a little bit swollen and look strong, which is cool. So, yeah, that's something that, as far as developing my habits and my rituals, I think developing that to exercise every day, I can only see positives with that. Yeah, and then there's the whole the family thing, but I'm not an expert in that. We'll deal with that in the future. I'll let you guys know when I've mastered that part of my life. But self-education, being well-read, the two books that made me very well-rounded in last night's conversation was Changing World Order by Ray Dalio. Fantastic, fantastic book. And The Future is Asian. I can't remember who wrote that book. I should have a look. That's a great book as well. So I would definitely, if you haven't read those two books, I would definitely read both of them. Because as there's definitely a changing world order that you can see quite clearly. And especially for us Kiwis, it's interesting to understand China. It's interesting to understand the Asian nations and how they interact with each other. And just understand Asian influence in a changing world, which I've really, really enjoyed educating myself about. So that's all my thoughts for tonight. That's this episode of the Williams Project podcast. It's 9:47 on a Sunday night, end of a great week. I feel happy, healthy, strong. I'm sitting here having a lemon and ginger tea, and life is good. So I hope you're out there being the best version of yourself. I hope you're making yourself proud, and I hope you have a great week ahead. Thank you very much. I appreciate you listening.